You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast brought to you by Birmingham Live.
Hello and welcome back to the Claret and Blue podcast. My name is John Townley and I'm joined by Ashley Priest to review, I suppose, Villa's January window. Not so much a busy deadline day in terms of incomings, but the window as a whole, looking forward to the summer as well. Obviously, quite a few moves we expect in the summer rather than in January now. Only two arrivals last month. Ash, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Glad deadline day over and done with now. Back to the nitty-gritty. Leicester at home, Saturday 3 o'clock, a bit of a rare one. So looking forward to getting back to the match action, because obviously not involved last week. So it feels like it's been ages since that Southampton win. So looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it feels... How many weeks ago was that? 2 weeks, the weekend since we last played. Obviously, didn't play in the FA Cup at the weekend, but obviously a lot of transfer news in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I think it's, let's just focus on the end of the season now. There's been a lot said on social media about the business or lack of business in January, so we'll touch on that today. But overall, Ash, your thoughts on the window. We'll go into the details as we go on, but your overall thoughts on the window. Are Villa a bit light or...
I'm fine with it. I really am. I'm okay with it. No panic buying. No buying for the sake of buying. I think Emery likes a small squad as it is. I think in your Klopps and your people, they like small squads as well. So the core of the squad's there. You're forgetting, John, this squad here has won five out of the last seven. It's pretty decent. So I'm pretty content with it. And I know the striker department does worry me a little bit. Letting Ings go, the top scorer there, and bringing in the unknown Duran. I know Emery wanted an experienced number nine, didn't he? He said Duran's another signing. I want a direct replacement for Danny Ings. Didn't get that. So Villa have sat on it and they'll address that in the summer now. So I'm happy. I'm pretty content with the options I've got. I think Bertrand Traoré coming back is decent. I think he felt he was harshly treated under Gerrard. Clean slate of him under Emery. And an option from off the bench. A decent option as well. He's somebody doing in his first season at Villa Park. Got a goal in him. Just need to stay injury free now. So on the whole, yeah, Alex Moreno settled in really well. All eyes on John Duran, I think. What can he do? Can he be this ace in the pack? Can he take it by storm? Similar how some of the Brighton unknowns have done in the league, yep. John. When Benteke stormed on the scene, we didn't know a lot about him. So I'm hoping he can really get an early goal and really push us forward. So overall, I'm with the club. I'm okay with it, and just hope this form continues. How are you reflecting on it the day after?
I totally agree with you. I think it was one of those where, as a fan, you want to be involved in deadline day and you want to be involved in the build-up. As reporters and journalists, you don't, but you want to be involved and you want to be amongst. You know, you want to be spending money. And by the way, Villa have the money to spend. We all know that. It's just Emery doesn't want to. I don't want to say stockpile players, but he doesn't want to add players that he knows isn't going to be in his long-term plans. And that's what we've done previously. And I went through our January business over the last like 4 years, our last four January windows, and I could only count three players that were a success, I suppose, in Tyrone Mings obviously being one. Pepe Reina, because it served a purpose, and yep. Courtney Howe, because it served a purpose. But the rest of it is, you know, like a Morgan Sanson didn't work, Freddie Gilbert didn't work. Last January, obviously Luca Dean and Philippe Coutinho, we were all really excited about that. And two good players, but two players who now face arguably uncertain futures under a new manager. So
yeah,
you've got to sort of, you know, get your ducks in order for a January window. And there's no point in panic buying, because rarely will you get any success out of that, shall I say. So I'm totally with the club, as you say. Let's wait till the summer, and then we can properly build a squad that's capable of challenging for the top seven. And I know we're only 3 points away from the top six.
Yeah.
And that's been a lot by fans. You know, why not do it now when Liverpool and Chelsea aren't performing as well as what they should be? But I'm thinking, well, if we're going to be good enough to get the top six or top seven, then that's someone else's worry, if that makes sense. If we're good enough, we'll be there. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. You know, like a West Ham or a Leicester, they were there because they deserved to be there. It wasn't because other teams were having off seasons. So yeah, it's all about the summer for me. If we speak about deadline day, obviously you mentioned Traore. That was probably the main bit of news, really. I think if you said to a Villa fan, the start of the month, the attacker that you'll be adding to the squad is a player that's, you know, out on loan and Traore and it's coming back, you wouldn't necessarily be impressed, I suppose. You're slightly underwhelmed is probably a better word. But as you say, I think in the first season, it was 7 goals, 7 assists. Then he was injured for the next campaign. Then obviously Gerrard last summer got shot of him, sent him out on loan, him and Trezeguet leaving, left us with no real options out wide. So if anything, it's just more depth. It's more competition for places. And I know he's injured at the moment. And Emery did ask for that specialist, a specific winger. But again, I think it's the right decision. If players aren't available, like Deulofeu or whoever else, if they're not coming, then why waste money or, you know, say, do a knee-jerk reaction, sign someone that possibly won't make the grade. And I'm not saying Traore will this season, but for 18 games, it's good cover, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Otherwise, you'll be having players like your Sansons, like your Gilberts around the club, not playing, unhappy. I think the group's more tighter now. Everyone's playing well. Confidence is up. The deadwood's been shifted, which is half the battle a lot of the time anyway, to get rid of players. That's really tough. So they've managed to do that now. They've streamed on the squad. It's just a case of if injuries creep up and hopefully Ollie Watkins, he's proved he's robust enough, hasn't he? I can't recall many injuries from Watkins' behalf. So he's got a lot to do. Watkins be the main man again for this half of the season. But other than that, I think we're all stuck. We've got John McGinn back this weekend. Luca Dean's back to give us some more depth at left back. And yeah, it's okay for me. Like you say, you don't just be signing players for the sake of it. Then 18 months down the line, they're not playing. We need to sell them again. So I think Villa are taking a step back, taking a deep breath. And with they're going to attack the summer. I think they'll have a big summer. Pretty cliche, we say it every year, don't we? But I think this time they will. I think they've put the brakes on in January with the purpose of going at the summer, which I think will start now, to be fair, in these next few weeks. They'll put the ducks in order, like they did with Kamara, like they did with Diego Carlos. I think we'll see quite a few early deals, John, I think.
Yeah, you would have thought so as well, the way that we did it last summer. Obviously, Johan Langer having a say in all of those deals too. Clearly, again, got the ducks in order for the summer. That's what we'll be doing again, I'm sure of it, as you say. I think you look at someone like a Traore and say it's a clean slate under Emery. But, I mean, I'm not trying to say it'd be anything more than that. But obviously, with the squad that we've got now, you're thinking, well, he's improved a number of those players and they can play to a certain level. Again, there's no need to be spending a load of money on players that he just won't be using long-term. It's a long-term strategy. And I know Villa have come from the Championship, what, 4 seasons ago? But as fans, we've been saying, oh, it's a big summer. We've got loads of money. We're going to spend. We can do this and we can challenge for Europe. And we've probably been sucked into that, I think, over the last 2 years, possibly since the season that Smith was, we got to, where was it, 11th, the season after we stayed up. And I think everyone presumed that after that, I would be, you know, gunning for European football, even though we sold Grealish. And that'll be that. And I was sucked into that too. But now it does feel like, okay, we do have an elite manager now and we have money to spend. We know we do because the net spend over the last couple of years hasn't been, you know, anything like it was when we first got promoted. So yeah, we've got money in the bank. There's a lot to go at and we have an elite manager. So now it really is time to do the European challenge as such. Where it was almost like a, well, I hope we can do that, but now it feels like we genuinely can. And Emery needs players that he knows he's going to trust. And that was what he was saying throughout the whole month. It was a case of, I will only sign players that I know and I know will improve the team. That's why he was linked with Guendouzi and other players, because he knows them. Mm. You know, I'm sure there's a couple of Villarreal lads as well that he's looking at too that were probably completely unattainable last month. But in the summer, he might be looking at them again. So it's all about building, but it's building to a purpose. It's not just adding players and hoping that they work under, say, Steven Gerrard or Smith. Emery knows what he wants and we'll get it. It's just that last month it wasn't attainable to do so and we can't be sitting here thinking, oh, the club haven't pulled out all the stocks or whatever. Maybe we're not, you know, as ambitious as what we once were. I'd put it the other way. When we're just as ambitious because we have Emery, plus we have sort of the sensible approach with it as well, which is, you know, only a good thing for the future. to go on other business, Ash, obviously there's quite a lot of outgoings. Yesterday, Nakamba, Aaron Ramsey, and I've missed one. Bogard as well went to Bristol Rovers today. As you say, he's cleared the squad out, and that's half the battle, usually. You mentioned Danny Ings, Gilbert Sanson leaving too. Was you more surprised with Benrick and Augustinsson leaving on a... Well, they didn't leave. They obviously cut short their loans. Were you surprised by that? Was that a bit brutal, or was it sending a message of, if you're not good enough, you're not going to be in the squad?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, not good enough. Didn't play a lot of football. Makes you question who bought them in the first place last summer. What was the need for them? I think it just sends a big message, John, that you've got to be at a certain level to play for Unai Emery. And those who've headed out clearly aren't. Pretty brutal, quite like that. Where are you with the Danny Ings sale? top scorer at the moment. He's gone. Were you happy with that? I mean, looking back, could that bite Villa on the bum?
I think potentially, but I suppose, again, it's a long-term view of Danny Ings is not going to bring in £15 million again, possibly not even £10 million because his contract's running out 12 months left in the summer, or it would have been.
Yeah.
This is the last time that we're going to get a decent bit of money for him. And obviously, he's on a big wage as well. I think in hindsight, you look at it and think Danny Ings is fine to bring into the club, but for the money that we did, potentially that was a poor decision because we were always going to lose a lot of money on him. So we probably thought, well, if we can cut, you know, £10 million instead of 15 or 20, yeah, let's do it. As you say, John Duran, you know, comes as a bit of an unknown quantity and as a teenager, but clearly someone at the club rates and is, as you say, impressed as well, yeah, in training. So, you know, again, for the sake of 18 games, I'd rather see John Duran, you know, come into the fold, and we might not score as many goals or even win as many games. And I know that's negative, but we are genuinely gearing up for next season. And I know there's a lot of comments in the comment section saying we can compete for Europe this season, and I totally agree. But in terms of a long-term view and a long-term, you know, I don't think that's sustainable to think, oh, this season we can get it. Because what if we did get top six this season? Then in the summer, we'd be looking at it and thinking, blimey, we have to sign all of these players. We have to do, you know, all these other games. We have to go to Slovenia to play the playoff game. And I know, again, it doesn't sound particularly, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but we want to get into Europe and stick there. Yeah. West Ham have done it and drop back almost into a relegation fight. Leicester have done it and drop back into a relegation fight. We need to do it in a way that will be sustainable, and getting top six this season, for me, would be a bit of a fluke because of how bad we were at the start. So we know what these players are capable of, but also what the limitations are too. So we need to keep adding to the squad as we can, and whoever Emery wants, we buy those players. And if that's not something we can do this month, then fair enough. But yeah, to go back to Ings, I was, you know, again, content with the sale. He was hardly putting up many trees, and I know he was our top scorer, but I do think we're spreading goals a lot now across the squad. We're not, our top scorer is not going to be on three goals, and we're in, you know, again, 3 points off top six if the rest of the squad weren't contributing as well. So I was happy with that. But with 18 games left of the season, you say we've wasted a few years. It really does feel like this is now the time to kick on, and he'll be backed with money, as we suspect, in the summer. What are we expecting in the summer, Ash, in terms of players? Obviously, we mentioned striker, a winger potentially too, because we didn't bring one in. Guendouzi, maybe. What are you thinking? I know it's early.
I'm thinking a bit of an overhaul, to be honest. People like Callum Chambers and people like that, their future will be reviewed. I'll probably give Ashley Young a new deal. I think he deserves one. I'll give him another year for behind the scenes stuff. But yeah, Matteo Guendouzi, that appears to be on. Marseille didn't want to sell him this window. They're chasing Champions League football. With that comes a bucket load of money. So that's one on hold, one on the back burner for now. But yeah, it's that attacking third, isn't it, John? Yeah. Winger he wants. I've been linked with Williams at Bilbao. You can see that, can't you? The lad at Las Palmas as well. So he's doing his due diligence over in Spain. But like you say, this January, players aren't too keen to move either midway through a season, unless you're throwing loads of money at it. So they've, like I say, they've taken a breath, and they're going to, I think they'll attack it in the summer. A lot of players are out on loan at the moment. They'll try and get some fees for them as well. I'm thinking of your Keenan Davises, your Jaden Philogenes, and they come back and we get a fee for him 12 months before his contract's up. So, yeah, a lot of trimming the fat. And those out on loan hopefully move on permanently, make space for a lot of incomings, to be fair, John, and those that are strengthening the starting 11 as well and move Villa to that next level, because they're teetering around at the mid-table bit at the moment. Hopefully, the cements are top our finish. But next season's the one, isn't it? We do keep saying it every year, don't we? Next season's the one. But I truly believe that with Emery's first pre-season, he's got amongst the group already, and look what they're doing for him as well. So any doubters who question the appointment and whether he can do it in the Premier League have been silenced, haven't they, really? He's really taken it to a new level, transformed the whole place, and he's that elite-level manager we've got, and the difference is there, and it's there for all to see. So, yeah, up front, I think we need a new number 9 coming in the summer to rival your Watkins and Duran and people like that. So, yeah, an experienced striker, hard to come by in January, much more easier to get in the summer. You got a long time to do, get a deal done there. And, yeah, got a winger or two. So, yeah, I'm quite excited about the summer already.
Yeah, I think that's what it will be. It will be a few attacking options as well. And as you mentioned, it's we know the January window is difficult, but to sign a striker, the striker market's incredibly... It's horrible at the moment. You sign players worth 35 plus million and they can't score 4 goals in the Premier League like a Scamacca or whoever, you know, West Ham.
Exactly that.
But in January, it's even... Like, if you take it from our point of view, because we to improve our squad and to improve our league position, we need to sign players who are as good, if not better, than our 11. Because that'll improve the bench, obviously, if we upgrade on a Watkins or a Bailey, they drop to the bench or, you know, compete for places. That's how you improve your team, right? For us to do that, we're going to have to go to clubs in Europe or in the Premier League and say, can we have one of your best players? In January, they're probably not going to sell it anyway. But then if you put in our position, I don't know, if a team wants to buy one of our best players, let's say Ollie Watkins or Emi Martinez, and they say, we'll offer you more than what it's worth. Let's offer you £50 million for Watkins, for example, 10 days from the window shutting. Although that's good money for Watkins, we'll say, no, it's not for sale, because we can't then go out in the market and replace him. So imagine us doing that to a club in Europe who can't pay for, you know, pay for the bills, pretty much.
Works both ways, doesn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, imagine if Bayern Munich came in for Emi Martinez this January. All the Villa fans would be laughing about it because he's not for sale. Well, that's exactly how Marseille think about Guendouzi or other players. We don't have a divine right to just buy players to improve the team. It won't happen. This is where clubs like your Brightons and Leicesters previously and other clubs need, you know, so much credit for how they go about their business and are successful with it too. So that's something that Villa needs to tap into, and hopefully, you know, a John Duran, for example, or an Alex Moreno, because he's cheap for, I know he's getting on to 30. It's cheap for the quality that he has. That's where Villa need to be more savvy in the market, instead of paying over the odds for players who everyone knows about and has a big name. But why hasn't he made that step up? We've always seemed to be that club who buys a player isn't quite good enough for a top six club. And it kind of settles with us, and then we don't really know what to do with them. So it's, for me, it's all about Emery. We know Emery's got more sort of power, I suppose, in the transfer market, and that's only going to be a good thing for the summer. Any other positions? I mean, I think you mentioned that Callum Chambers. I think defensive options could be something on the wish list as well. Obviously, Diego Carlos is coming back, but that would leave Mings, Carlos and Konsa if Chambers was to leave. Potentially a centre-back, because we haven't improved that. I mean, obviously you've got Carlos, but, you know, two players per position, you need quality there. Right-back as well, obviously Ashley Young, new contract, hopefully. But at the same time, you're looking at Matt Cash and thinking, well, is he an Emery player? Because he hasn't particularly played under Emery yet. Yeah. He has been used sparingly. In midfield looks okay, and left-back is obviously signed as well. But I'd expect us maybe to be looking to bring in a couple of defensive reinforcements as well. So just say an overhaul, really. But again, it's being frugal in the market. It's buying players that Emery wants, and that's the way to go.
Yeah, 100%, totally agree. They'll have time to do that now. And like you say, I think Johan Lange will do what I did last season, try and get him in early as possible. I think the Kamara one went in for, that was done in May, wasn't it? As recently as May. So hopefully we can do a few of them early doors, get them in the building, get them on the pre-season tour, And yeah, really exciting. Like you say, a complete overhaul. I totally agree with you, John. Yeah, defence, midfield and attack. Like you say, the squad's quite thin as it is now. There'll be more to leave in the summer, for sure. And yeah, it's about beefing it up with real quality.
Yeah. Good. Right. I think that just about does us. Obviously, not the longest video in the world because I'm not Dan Ronison and I can't talk forever. It's a bit of a quiet deadline day as well, and I'm sure Villa fans are, you know, getting over it already and looking forward to this summer. So thanks for joining me, Ash. Thanks for the participation in the comments as well, guys. I've been reading them in my head and they've contributed to our conversations as well. So thank you for that. If you're watching the rerun, thanks for watching too. And we'll be back, I think, on Friday for a Leicester City preview after Ash has been to Bodymore Heath for the press conference. So up until then, thank you for watching, and up the Villa.
Nice one.
Thank you for listening to Claret and Blue and Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your thoughts and comments. We'll be back soon with another episode, but until then, up the Villa.